I was doing what everybody else around me was doing. They were buying property here in Colorado. If I make $100 or $200 a month, fantastic. I'm going to sit on this property for 30 years. Now, that's not a mistake unless it doesn't help you meet your goals.
Real estate is about freedom, choice freedom, time freedom, and money freedom, and the impact you can make with that freedom. But it doesn't come without cost. Your freedom takes work. That's why Neil Timmons brings together the tools you need to build your real estate legacy, from tips and tricks to interviews with industry titans. It's all here in one place. Real Grit. Let's get to it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Grit. I'm Neil Timmons. Hey, I'm excited to have Whitney on today's show. She's got a breadth and depth of experience. So there's a lot of places that we can go with today's conversation. So I'm excited for it. She hails out of Boulder, Colorado. She's a director of investor education at passiveinvesting.com. She's a partner in 700 plus million in real estate. That includes 5,000 plus residential units, multifamily homes, and assisted living. She's in more than 1,400 plus self-storage units across 8 different states. She's got experience in flipping over $3 million in residential real estate. Whitney, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, I'm excited for today's conversation. It's fun to when you've got such a breadth along with education, it's fun to have these conversations.
Well, I am happy to provide value where I can. Let's do it.
Tell me, let's just start at the beginning. How'd you even get into real estate?
Completely by accident, yeah. Honestly, as most, I feel like a lot of investors do. But I bought a house with a significant other back in 2002, and the relationship quickly fell apart. You know, we probably did everything wrong. I guess one thing that happened right, at least for me, is that the title was in my name, but when the relationship fell apart, yeah. Had a house, didn't know what to do with it, had all the expenses. And so I stuffed it full of roommates and I was like, shoot, this thing needs a complete gut rehab on it. And yeah. YouTube did not exist at that point in time. So my father, you know, was a big guide to me, but also I bought the Home Depot 123 book and taught myself a lot of things, you know, plumbing, electrical, you know, things I probably shouldn't have been doing. Yeah. But anyways, about 11 months later, I decided that I needed to sell the property. And that was probably my worst real estate move that I've made. But I, you know, made $52,000 and then realized I hadn't been paying for anything, any of my expenses that whole entire time. I'd been arbitraging it through my roommates. And right. I was like, how many more of these deals can I do?
Right.
Yeah. So spent the next few years, you know, focusing on that. My husband joined me a few projects in. We did a few projects together. And then we were like, okay, great. We're really good at building up buckets of equity, but yeah. We don't have our time back and we don't have passive income coming in. Like, how do people actually retire off of real estate?
Yeah. Cause you were out there in the trading time for dollars. Ultimately trading real estate, nothing was being held. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that's when we decided we need to start holding on to this real estate and putting renters into the property. And then we scaled up about 30 units, you know, in for single family, small multifamilies. Yeah. And I was like, well, you know, at that point in time, my eyes just lit up. I'm like, we have a small daughter at home. I want to stay home with her more, you know, take care of some ailing family members. And my husband said, I want that too. And I'm like, oh boy, that means we need 80 properties, not 30. Yeah. And that's when we decided we needed to actually get more properties with each transaction. So we started transitioning into multifamily real estate. And then just kind of through that ebb and flow process of figuring out of how to what markets do we go into, completely re-engineering every system, we stumbled across passive real estate. Yeah. And it just allowed us the opportunity to scale very quickly through partnerships.
Yeah. So you were passive in the sense that you were buying properties, you scaled up to multifamily. So passive in the sense of that is passive, but you took it to another degree because that is passive kinda, because you still got to buy the deal. You still have to manage the deal or manage the manager or be the manager, right? There's still more involvement there. The idea that if you just own a place, it's really passive and it's not really the case. You're better off going down a you know, what's truly passive is partnering with other folks where they're the person doing that stuff and you become an investor. So talk to me about that. What was your first entry into that type of investment? What was it? What did it look like?
Yeah, definitely. And you hit the nail right on the head. I mean, I think a lot of people get into real estate, start buying single family properties, small multis, and they're like, it's passive income, it's mailbox money. And I'm like, yes, and it qualifies as passive income on your taxes.
Yeah, right.
But you're still trading, a lot of time for that. It's leverage, right? I mean, right now we still have some personal property that we hold. Yeah. I believe everybody should hold personal property.
Yeah.
And I'm still going back and forth with my property manager right now, multiple emails a day to try to get a property up and listed. And, I don't have that on my truly passive investments, my syndications. And
correct.
Stuff like
that. Yeah. You either are the manager if you own property direct, or if you've outsourced hire a manager, and then your job changes. Yes, but there's still a role. You have to manage that manager, because how do you know if they're good? How do you know if they're doing what they're doing? You've got to manage the P&Ls month in, month out to know, are they spending way too much? What are they doing for these things, right? All the horror stories associated with third-party property managers, to make sure you've got it dialed in, but it's not truly passive.
No. And it was interesting. So you asked about my journey truly into the passive world. Yeah. And that was almost by accident too. I was working with a financial coach to help me unlock, a lot of my retirement dollars to, start accelerating our investing.
Right.
And, through that process, I was, started expanding my network, got introduced to a couple of what we call operators. And I had monies that I could not unlock out of my retirement, but I got them into a self-directed environment. And I was like, okay, great. Like, I'm still focused over here trying to build my personal holdings.
Right.
Let's get these invested into real estate, whatever the syndication thing actually is.
Right.
I was like, okay, great. Well, so I'll invest in there. I was just going to treat it like a mutual fund, like let it ride 5 to 7 years, right. Get cash flow, have an equity bump at the end of that time period. And then I'll worry about the next step.
Yep.
And when we decided to transition into multifamily real estate, I was trying to look around for models. Who did I already have in my network that was doing this? And I'm like, oh, I've invested with these operators. I have an open line of communication with them. I'm always the inquisitive type. So really started digging into what they were doing. And then I realized for me, I really couldn't beat those numbers very well, very much, if at all.
Oh, and what you were doing directly purchasing, right?
Yeah. And so, I mean, it would take me time to scale to that level personally to beat those metrics, double and triple those returns. However, what was more important to me at that point in time was having my time.
Time. Mm-hmm.
My freedom of choice.
We'll be right back in 2 minutes, but first a word from our sponsors. Need more leads? Who doesn't, right? Want access to the vacant home list, absentee owners, tax liens, pre-foreclosures that are all routinely updated? Well, you can get it all in one place, batchleads.io. Batchleads gives you nationwide property search, nationwide buyer search, comparable home sales, quick filters, and hundreds of prospect filters to allow you to slice and dice it any which way you wish. Batchleads is trusted by some of the nation's top real estate investors. And with plans starting as low as $30 a month, there's a lot of bang for the buck. Batch Leads includes unlimited list stacking, so there's never a need to buy another program or figure it out in Excel. They even include discounted skip tracing with every single plan. It's the system my team and I personally use. Use coupon code IMPACT when checking out for 50% off your first month. Batchleads.io, coupon code IMPACT for 50% off your first month. Your what I call your ROT, your return on your time. What is it when you're doing them, when you're investing? Yep.
Yep. And so, that really hasn't changed for us. I mean, I have more time now. Our daughter is getting older. Unfortunately, our, ailing family members, many of them have passed away. But now I've gotten to change my focus, during COVID, we've traveled more. I've been available to, help navigate our child through homeschooling. I never thought I would have to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Whether that's what you signed up for or not, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But actually, we enjoy it now.
Yeah.
Now, I always thought it would be under a different term if we did homeschooling.
Right.
But,
correct.
It's allowed us freedom and flexibility to travel more and see more of the world. And, we're chomping at the bit here in the next year to get out and do some more international travel as well. So
yeah, no,
those are things that I would be very challenged to do if I had all of my real estate holdings where I was actively managing them.
Yeah, right. I want to touch on that, and then I'm gonna go into the passive investing component a little deeper. You know, what was the biggest mistake, biggest challenge, biggest hurdle you had to overcome when you owned property? Or are we still on it? But going through that process of direct ownership.
Oh my gosh, there's been. It's not a matter of if; it's a matter of when. You're going to run into an obstacle or an issue. And, you know, I think for me, it's, you know, what I encourage people, because I coach people through this as well, you know, earning their first, you know, 1 to 20 units, is how quickly can you learn from others and make your own mistakes? And, you know, and if we can mitigate those risks, fantastic. But some of the things you just can't see, you know, I think the biggest mistake for me that I've ever made came actually on our first property. And when we bought it truly as a rental, I didn't know how to underwrite the property. I mean, I was doing what everybody else around me was doing. They were buying property here in Colorado. They were like, I get a little, you know, if I make $100 or $200 a month, fantastic. You know, I'm going to sit on this property for 30 years. Right. Now, that's not a mistake unless it doesn't help you meet your goals. And for us, our goals were cash flow.
Right.
And so for us, it was a huge mistake. You know, we went to buy property 2, 3, and 4 here in Colorado. We're quickly running out of capital.
Right.
And I'm turning around, I'm like, I might be making $1,000 a month if the toilet doesn't break. Because right. I'm managing all of this.
Right.
Personally, I didn't have property management. I couldn't see how to afford that. So that was probably one of our biggest mistakes, was not knowing how to underwrite it properly for what our goals were.
For what your goals were, individual. So that requires going deeper in, you know, internally, and then externally being able to identify what, you know, what are the avenues that are going to line up with and match my goals.
Mm-hmm.
And for so many people, I want to echo what you said. You know, we get into this business for freedom, multiple freedoms, right? Money freedom, no doubt, but time freedom being one of them. And oftentimes, without having true understanding of what your goals are, so many of us get in and you're like, okay, well, maybe I've got some money, but I've lost all my time. You now become a slave to whatever business you built. This is a monster in many cases. And you've learned that very early on, that your time freedom you place big value on your time freedom. And so you move to that passive. So take me down passiveinvesting.com. What do you do today from an investment standpoint? And then what do you do for, you know, how do other folks plug in? They want that dollar return and they want a time return at the same time.
Yeah. So we help investors invest in cash flowing assets that produce passive income now, but also long-term wealth later on. You know, we focus on multifamily real estate, you know, think Texas, Florida, the Carolinas, you know, those are kind of our bread and butter markets.
Yeah.
And we are looking to expand in other markets as well, because markets have cycles to them.
Right.
You can't just be pigeonholed in one area. We also have a self-storage fund. We also have a real estate debt fund. So we can actually help investors diversify their portfolio over uncorrelated areas of real estate, which is very, you know, that's why I think a lot of investors are timid to move out of the stock market, because they've been hammered in diversification, diversification, diversification. And we can actually help investors achieve that.
Well, you can achieve it. What I like about that is you can achieve it through diversification inside the real estate asset industry, because through any sort of economic downturn, not all assets of real estate perform the same. I'm thinking office, certainly coming through a pandemic, didn't quite perform the same as industrial or multifamily, has performed exceptionally well.
Oh, self-storage.
Right, correct.
The darling child right now.
Yeah.
Self-storage is just, you know, it's been accelerating since 2011. So yeah, not all of those move through. They all have their different cycles to them.
Correct. That, and then, you know, one of the pieces that you get, which is why probably you and I both love real estate, is that it's a hedge against inflation. Unlike, you know, there's a piece of the stock market, which you can certainly do, but, you know, it's more of a direct hedge for inflation, real assets.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the beauty of real estate in general. Yeah. But, you know, when we're transitioning, we're thinking, how can we like leverage and get our time back? That freedom and freedom, whatever freedom it is, right. I think it boils down to ultimately a freedom of choice. Are you going to choose money, time, travel, family, you know, multiple freedoms? Is that you have to figure out how to move yourself into that investor quadrant. If we're referring to Robert Kiyosaki.
That's right.
Cash flow quadrants. I mean, when you're actively managing your own real estate, or even if you utilize property management, you might be somewhere between self-employment and a business, a very small business.
Right.
You have to figure out how to get to a very large business scale where you have 50, 60, 70 employees under your belt for that to be very successful for you. Most people don't have the drive to do that. So we can help them step into that I quadrant, capture passive cash flow now, long-term wealth built later, uncorrelated assets in real estate. But what I really love about passive investments, all passive investments, is that you get to leverage an expert's team, their knowledge, their expertise, and their strategy, their market, their networks, their ability to secure credit and lending, other investors' capital to access a larger asset and probably a higher quality access, an asset than you could yourself. Yep. And then what we've been talking about is that time. You can leverage their time. Now, I am not the type of person that goes and sits on a beach and checks out and drinks margaritas all day. Yep. You know, but for me, what that's allowed me is to, you know, spend more time with my family, spend more time traveling, and just creating an impact in the world. That's what I love.
That's tremendous. So if somebody has an interest, you know, I guess walk me through just at a high level, you know, what do you take someone through in order to help them decide, well, you know, what path they should be going down and provide guidance from the, you know, the universe of investment options and what you help people with?
Yeah. So, you know, even before, you know, the investor and I connect, you know, I encourage people to think about their goals. Like, what is it that you want and need from your investing? Do you need cash flow, appreciation, a balanced blend of both? I encourage everybody to think about cash flow in whatever asset they invest in now, because it proves that it's profitable in today's market. Past that, understand what your risk tolerance is. I see investors get into a deal and they're like, I need a stabilized monthly cash flow. And they get into a development asset that doesn't have cash flow for 3 years, right? Understand what your risk tolerance is. Then past that, once you kind of have those two aligned, and if you believe in real estate, I mean, obviously we're kind of defaulting to real estate here. Right. If you believe real estate is something that can help with that, then that is when you're going to search out your operators. And so for us, you know, generally, you know, somebody would come to our website, passiveinvesting.com, or they come to me directly at passiveinvestingwithwhitney.com, fill out a quick little form. And then I have some free goodies that actually walks them through this exact checklist. So you're not left wondering what to do next. But in that part of the checklist is hopping on a call. I want to get to know you and your investing goals and make sure that it's a fit for both directions. Yeah. Once we determine that, now we're down into trying to help you understand. And if you don't have any additional questions about the operation teams, the markets, now we're down into trying to identify a deal for you to invest in. And not all deals match everybody's, investing profile.
That's right.
They shouldn't. You know, that's what a good operator does, is that they're going to offer multiple deals and, you know, investors can kind of pick and choose what they want to invest in.
But you're totally right. Everybody's got a different risk tolerance. Some people, you know, I know plenty of people who want to develop from ground up and do a whole giant develop master plan. And well, I'm on the other side of the equation. I think that's kind of scary to me. I'm much closer to an asset where there's cash flow, you know, to know exactly what that's look like. And instead of, but you're right. And then there's everything in between, from fixing and flipping homes, you know, some from folks, and we still do that because you generate some now money in order to place it into a, you know, a forever pot, let's call it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's something that we still do. I mean, it's interesting. I'll have conversations with investors and they'll be like, you harness the power of passive investing. You believe in that, but why do you still have your single family homes and small multis and your short-term rentals? And I'm like, because I use them as mini ATMs. Right, one, it's assets that are in my control. But two, I can harvest all that cash flow. This last year, we did a major refinance of our single family assets.
Yep.
And I took that and then, you know, kind of like Monopoly. I took them out of my single family houses, traded them up for multifamily or hotels.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You just kind of move the money from one pot to the other. And I think it's tremendous. Tell me from a business standpoint, a personal level for you, what's one unknown, or maybe what's the most important habit that you've had to form to find your, and to take your success to a different level?
Well, there's actually two. So the one habit that I think people need to have in order to have success at anything is consistency and persistency. So, I mean, you know, that can apply to, you know, providing value in your day job, or, you know, if you're wanting to, you know, find a single family property or get into syndications. You have to be consistent and persistent in that pursuit to find the actual investment or create that value.
Yeah.
The thing that I've learned along the way, that value was kind of pounded in my head as a young child, you know, by my parents. But for me, I think what I've really enjoyed learning about myself is, you know, not being the smartest person in the room. How can I be connected with other people that are doing bigger and better things than I am and keep my mind open and learn from them? And I think, you know, especially when I don't want to get into like politics here, but when I look at social media, I don't see that attitude in a lot of places. And so, I mean, really, how can you just really open yourself and, you know, be receptive to copying what people are doing that are a few steps ahead, but just open to listening to the guidance they give you.
We'll be right back in 2 minutes, but first a word from our sponsors. Thinking about adding people to your team now or in the next year? New and experienced investors alike are turning to the definitive book on hiring written by yours truly. It's called Unicorn Hunting for Real Estate Investment Companies. How to easily attract, screen, and land a unicorn. It's the complete hiring funnel. This book is a step-by-step process. It includes the secret sauce for attracting more applicants than you'll ever need, the exact resources to use along with screenshots so it's easy to follow, how to accurately compensate the role and find candidates who will work for 15 to 30% less than the average wage in your home city. P.S. No, we're not shipping the jobs overseas. How to weed out applicants, including the exact word-for-word my team uses in our own business. Every single email needed for the entire process, it's all included. The screening tools used when interviewing, when to make the job offer. It's so easy that 90% of the work that goes into unicorn hunting can be done by someone else or a VA. This book retails on Amazon for $49.95. But since you listen here to Real Grit, I want to say thanks. I want to give you a free copy. I just ask that you cover the shipping handling. To get your free copy along with a few valuable bonuses I have not yet even mentioned, go to www.landaunicorn.com. That's www.landaunicorn.com right now to get your free book.
Yeah, if they've been there, they've done that. Certainly, you know, what do we say? Success leaves clues. You can learn from that of others along the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I grew up as the traditional, you know, kid in school. You know, you go to school and get really good grades. You try to be the smartest person in the room and try to prove yourself. And I think that's the grit, the resilience part of that, I think is very useful. But, you know, I love it. You know, I love going to real estate conferences and walking in the room and like, I have no idea. Like,
yeah, it's going to be exciting. You get almost, you know, fearful at times to go, I feel out of place. And you know, you're in a really good place because, you know, growth comes on the other side of uncomfortable.
Exactly. You're stretching your comfort zone.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Tell me about where your business and where you're headed, you know, through this year and as you look through the next couple of years.
Yeah. So for me, you know, I think we're in a good trajectory, you know, personally for our business. You know, we've gone through a cycle where we scaled up our passive portfolio very rapidly and considerably the last few years, where we're kind of now harvesting more of that passive income, and some of those assets are, you know, cycling out or, you know, going through 10 and 31 exchanges.
Yeah.
And we're harvesting a lot of that cash flow and equity to buy more controlled real estate in our personal names or personal businesses, because taking advantage of the low interest rate environment, I really feel that right now is a good investment. And so we can build that little mini ATM up faster. So eventually in here in the next year or two, we'll flip the kind of everything back the other direction.
No, that's terrific. Well, let's move on to the final round, what I call four for impact.
Four for impact.
So your favorite quote, life's an amusement park and I want to ride all the rides. So your good friend, Annie Dickerson, said it. I know it came from somebody else. Why is that important to you? Why does it resonate or how?
You know, I always struggle for the words, right? You know, when you look at choices, you know, the freedom of choice, I was like, the choice of what? Like, I always feel like I had to make one choice. Like it had to be family. It had to be money. It had to be success. But whenever she said that to me, I was like, ding, ding, it isn't a choice. I want to do everything. Right. And so it's about giving myself the stepping in and, you know, just kind of opening my heart and just saying, okay, I don't have to choose one thing. Nope. I just have to go on one ride right now, ride the ride, and then choose the next one after.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. What do you think holds most investors back from hitting their personal next level, whatever their personal next level is?
Fear of success, fear of failure.
Fear of success. That's an interesting one. Almost like T.R. Hecker, I think, talks about it. Or, you know, it's just mental, that you just don't believe it, or I'm not worthy of it. Whatever that success, whatever the stories we tell ourselves are that are blocks, you know, as you and I recording this, the Winter Olympics are going on, and that resonates as I see and you watch what's happening. And some of these, you know, people who are presumably they're going to win gold, and all of a sudden they don't even qualify to get in. And what you can just watch what mentally is transpiring, who bounces back and who unfortunately just doesn't.
Yeah. I feel like as humans, you know, just on a biological level, we are geared to homeostasis, right? Coming into balance. Mm. And when you are trying to think about success and moving forward and upping the ante, you know, we've already talked about, you have to stretch yourself. You have to get yourself out of the comfort zone. You have to turn up the temperature, and that can be extremely uncomfortable. Correct. That also means we need to surround ourselves with people that are already doing those things. Correct. Because it's just going to be so easy for us to fall back into our homeostatic pattern.
Right.
So it may not be a conscious knowledge of fear, but I think at the end of the day, that's what it is, right? For me, I have this like little quote on my computer. It says, fear is just, I'm going to have to get back to you on that. But it's essentially like, I have to give this, it's excitement in need of an attitude adjustment.
Right. Yeah. You talk about almost like a pressure cooker. To an extent, right? Where we have to push ourselves, but surrounding yourself, like what you just said, being in an environment of like people, that is your normality. This is it. And so success becomes commonplace.
Yeah. Women's mastermind with millionaires and a couple billionaires. And I'm doing things in the last 6 months that I didn't really fathom that I would be able to do for like another like 2 or 3 years. Wow. And, you know, it's just, that's what they do. It's normal. And I'm like, oh, okay. This is what we do. Great.
This is what we do. And I'm one of them. Yeah. That's so good. Outside of real estate, what are you most passionate about?
Being in nature. You know, I think for me, it's just, I mean, there's a couple of different things, providing impact, you know, back to the community and stuff like that, but just really, I'm so driven in, you know, providing, you know, value in the different areas for both for passive investing, helping you know, smaller investors, you know, get their first 1 to 20 units up and running. I have to counterbalance. And so that when I'm not doing real estate, those two things, I have to come back to like just being in nature and being with my family and being in, you know, just kind of, you know, decompressing and relaxing and finding myself.
Yeah. Yeah. That kind of leads me into my last question. What's your favorite way to make an impact on the community?
I love educating. I love talking. I worked several years as a director of investor relations, you know, that kind of the high pit pressure cooker type, you know, we've got a raise, you have 2 weeks and you got to hit millions of dollars coming in. And I love that. I'm a very competitive person. But what I loved more, what I found out about myself going through that, is that I loved educating the investor and helping them lead them through a decision process. And so that's where I've, you know, kind of that we're talking about that freedom of choice. I've crafted that position for myself in my day-to-day work. It's just providing value and, you know, helping people, you know, just understand the power of real estate, but the power of passive real estate.
Yeah. Yeah. For people who want to learn more, they want to follow you. Where can they do so? How can they connect? Absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're interested in passive investments, reach out to me at passiveinvestingwithwhitney.com. I've got a free checklist that walks you through how to get involved in your first or next passive investment. I also have a free ebook coming out here in a few weeks for you that kind of expands on the educational pieces in that checklist. And then I do a weekly masterclass, but you can find everything at that website, fill out a quick little form. And if you're interested, we can jump on a phone call too.
That's perfect. We'll make sure we get the link in the show notes here. So for people who want to and should take advantage of that and get the information, they can make that connection. Wayne, I really appreciate you taking the time to connect up here. This has been, it's fun to hear your story and in the trajectory, knowing how, and I agree with you, most of us stumbled into this business one way or another.
And then you figure out your path as you go, and you found a terrific path for you personally for how to place dollars and cents. And then also from an education standpoint, your ability to make the impact on others and open up their horizons to knowing what options are available to them and making those connections. So it's terrific.
Yes. Well, I look forward to talking to everybody, and I hope everybody found this valuable.
Yeah. Thanks a ton, Whitney. For everybody here at Real Grit, I'm Neil Timmons, reminding you that real estate requires real grit. I'll see you next time. If you like our content and want more, you can access it at realgritpodcast.com. You hear it guest after guest. Instinctively, you already know it. But let me call it out. The most expensive action is inaction. The real estate market is full of opportunities. You just need to uncover them. You can build a business that lasts for years, makes monumental impact in the lives of those that you love. It's not just about business, but about the freedom you get because of it. Have you ever heard the saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. I believe that partnering is essential. In fact, I partner with hardworking investors all the time. The point is that you can get a lot further with the right partner. Let me say it again, the right partner. If you've ever thought about partnering with anyone, or if you have a partner now, I encourage you to download my free Partner and Profit Guide, which includes the top 5 must answer questions to evaluate a profitable partnership. You can find it at www.legacyimpactpartners.com. I'll see you in the next episode.